Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate. We're glad you're here. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And ladies and gentlemen, just barely a little over 6 years ago, I was treated to be introduced to one of the coolest people that I've ever known and one of the staunchest, most ardent advocates for small business owners that I've ever known and the world has ever known, and that's Beverly Williams. She's the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. She has been a member of this brain trust for over 6 years now. She's been an abiding source of energy and support for me, and we couldn't do without her. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm humbled. You always give me the nicest introductions.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and you've earned it. You've earned all that, and I really appreciate the good friend that you've been to me over the last 6 years.
Well, and vice versa. Thank you.
Beverly, we're continuing our series on success tips for home-based businesses, and one of the things as we head into the end of this year, can you believe 2003 is almost over?
No, I can't. I don't know where the year has gone. I don't know where this century is going.
I blinked, and we lost a decade.
That's about it, yeah.
But as we head in, there are two things going on right now for folks in business. One is we're trying to wrap up this year. And some people are trying to wrap up their business for this year. Some people are trying to salvage this year. They're trying to cram as much as they can into this month to have a good year. And I understand that to some degree, it's because business wasn't too good the first half of the year. Now it's a lot better, and they're trying to take advantage of it. And I understand that. That's perfectly understandable. But we all should be making plans for next year. It's time, isn't it?
It's almost a little too late to be doing that. But yes, if you haven't started doing it yet, do it now. And one of the things is to be looking at the bottom line of just what did happen this year, but not so much at what you made, but what it cost you to do business this year. And there's a difference, for people who only look at the bottom line, how much did I make? It could be a jolt to go back and look at how much did it cost me to do business this year.
Mm-hmm. In other words, hopefully you had a budget when you started out in 2003.
Yes.
Now go back and, as my buddy Tim Berry, our business planning expert, says, compare plan to actual.
Yes, exactly right. That's exactly right. And a lot of people don't always look at that. Sometimes if they have an accountant doing their books on a regular basis, that person will tell them, you need to be making some more money because although you have an income, your expenses are exceeding that or getting close to matching it. And it may be that it's time to increase your prices. Mm-hmm. And I can just imagine all the cringes or the remarks of, she must be crazy. Right now, there's not the time to increase my prices.
Right.
But indeed, you may need to do that. Taking a look at what it has cost you to do business this year. Have your costs gone up? Have you increased your knowledge, your abilities, your service? Have you increased what your business does for other people? And is that costing you some more money, or does it increase your value to your client?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, it may be time to look at an increase.
Yeah, there are more than one reason. There is more than one reason to raise your rates. It could be especially if your personal services, your personal services company, if you're a little more in demand, take a lesson from the real estate industry. When they become 100% occupied, they raise their rates.
Right, exactly.
And because they always want to be a little bit unoccupied. Mm-hmm. They want to have a certain amount of availability so that they can, you know, keep their units fresh and et cetera. And we need to do the same thing with our personal services, mm-hmm. because if we're so busy that we don't have time to do any marketing, we don't have time to do anything else, mm-hmm. then that, congratulations, you've done a good job of marketing yourself and of delivering what you said you would deliver, but you need to raise your rates a little bit so you can have the same amount of revenue with a little bit less work.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And a lot of people say, but if I do that, I'm going to lose some good customers that just can't afford to do more. Well, you may be surprised, first of all, at what your customers will be willing to pay to continue being with you as a client. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, if there really is a problem with that, one, you can sit down with that client and talk to them about your need to raise prices, but be willing to negotiate with them. If it's a long-valued customer and it really is a problem for them, maybe cut them a break.
You know, Beverly, thinking way back on my own experience over the years, when I started my brand spanking new consulting business back in the late 80s, my rate was $33 an hour. Hmm. And that was my rate because I just needed a business.
Right, right.
And when I stopped consulting, you know, I was charging over $100 an hour,
uh-huh.
as much as $150 sometimes.
Right.
But over a period of almost 10 years, I gradually creeped that up.
Uh-huh.
But what I did, how I raised my rates with my existing clients, for example, one year I went from $50 to $75 a year, I mean an hour. And I went to my existing customers, my existing clients, and I said, look, I'm raising my rates, and here's what I'm doing. But for the people who I've already been doing business with, I'm only raising this much.
Right.
And so it was less than the rate that I was that I was going up on.
Right, exactly.
Up
and they appreciate, your clients, I'm sure, appreciated the fact that you were giving them special treatment. So even though you were raising the price, they understand that. Most of your clients were probably in business anyway, so they understood the need to raise rates.
Not one of them complained. Not one of them went away from me because I raised my prices.
One of the problems for home-based business people is this continual thing about, well, you work from home, therefore you can work cheaper. And it's important to get across to your clients that it's not just your overhead that causes you to charge a certain rate.
You know, Beverly, I think that's a myth that we create for ourselves. Maybe there are customers out there who say that, but I think that's something we impose on ourselves more than the marketplace imposes on us. Would you disagree with that?
No, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Remember, folks, sometimes we create problems for ourselves that aren't really there. Be careful. Don't do that. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest, our good friend. Beverly is the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and she's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year the SBA chose, the national award, and muchly well-deserved and too long in coming. Beverly, and folks, we're talking about pricing yourself, pricing your products, your home-based business. There are two kinds of people in the world, two kinds of business people.
Mm-hmm.
One kind is the kind that knows what it really costs to do business.
Right.
And the other kind is the kind who doesn't. And the road to bankruptcy is paved with the assets of the latter.
Yes, exactly right.
If you're pricing yourself and your personal services or your products in such a way as to be merely in terms of wages. In other words, if your attitude is, well, I just lost my job, I was making $15 an hour, so if I price my services for as in my home-based business so I'll be making $20 an hour, wow, I'm getting a raise. If
uh-huh.
that's your attitude, if at any moment that was your attitude and you haven't fixed that attitude, then you're a member of the latter group.
Yeah, you might as well close your business doors right now.
Right now,
cut your losses
right now.
Yep, absolutely. You just won't make it. Don't become another statistic of a loss.
Mm-hmm.
It really is very sad of how many people do go into business without knowing how to go into business. That's why I really strongly urge people to really plan this business out well. And business plans, we've talked about this many, many a time. People are concerned about doing one. They think, if I'm not going to go for financing, I don't need it. But one of the things about doing a simple plan of business is you will learn to understand the financial part of doing a business.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be critical, absolutely critical. You have to know what it's going to cost you to do business. You have to understand what your financial needs are, what part of the cost of doing business is paying your self-employment taxes, all the other taxes involved. And those things are what I call the silent killers to a business, because if you don't know them, if you don't understand them, and if you don't plan for them, they can smack you in the face very unexpectedly, and boom, there you are.
Let me tell you something else, Bear. There's a couple of other issues. Number one, if you don't charge enough, people don't take you seriously.
Oh, absolutely.
But number two, if you don't charge enough, you're doing damage to the marketplace. And Beverly, here's an example.
Yeah.
How many times have you ever heard someone working for somebody else saying, you know what, this guy charges too much money, I'm going to quit and open my own business and go into business against him, and I'm going to save my customers a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that. They last about 6 months or a year until all their equity is run out,
mm-hmm.
and whatever they can borrow, they is gone. But in the meantime, while they're self-destructing, they're basically devaluing in the minds of customers the value of the goods and services that they were selling.
Yes,
because here's the bottom line. That person's boss understood how much it really costs to be in business,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this guy didn't.
Right, and being cheaper does not mean being better. It does not mean being more valued by the public. In a lot of cases, people will look at you and say, this person's stupid, because even the clients will understand that that's not enough money.
Yep.
The clients you will get, because they're only looking at how much money it is and not what the service is or the product is, are not the customers you really want.
You ought to see the looks on the small business owners' faces, Beverly, when I go in there into their businesses and I realize they're not charging enough money, because I know how much things cost.
Uh-huh.
Not only what they're selling, but what it costs to put them on the shelf and sell
right.
them to me. You ever see their faces when I say, you know what, you're not charging enough for this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well,
not too many people do that.
No, I'm sure.
Only I would probably do that. But that's the truth. And I tell them, I say, you know what, you're not going to make it if you don't charge enough money.
Right.
If you don't charge.
Exactly right.
Now, I know that we all have pricing power problems. I mean, right now that we have problems raising our prices. But you said something a minute ago, Beverly, that's so true. And I don't remember exactly how you said it. But the thing is, small business owners should never try to compete on price. Never, ever, ever try to compete on price.
No. It's more important to understand what your competitors are offering and what your unique selling point is that makes you different.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be worth the difference in money, whatever that may be. It always bothered me when people's first question would be, how much do you charge?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, what do you offer? But how much do you charge? And usually a red flag goes up in my head that says, I'm not sure I want this person as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's all they're concerned about, then they're not going to understand the value of what they get for their dollar.
Right. Well, and it's understandable for people to want to know how much things are going to cost, and they want to get an idea. But the thing is, it's your job to educate that customer.
Right. Exactly
on
right.
On what they're going to get for that, and to take the whole experience that they're going to have with you into consideration, which includes saving them time. So,
mm-hmm.
so the point is, Beverly, I guess, is if the way to raise your rates, if you think you can't, the way to raise them is to make sure your customers understand what you're going to do for them, not only delivering a product,
right.
saving them time and giving them peace of mind and all those other things that,
mm-hmm.
that should be part of your brand.
Right. What's the benefit to your customer? What's in it for them?
Yep, that's
exactly right.
Well said, Beverly. Thank you for being here. Good job today, and happy anniversary, by the way.
Well, thank you. Same to you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Quick break. I'll be right back with Ray Brown. We're going to talk about mortgages. Mortgages for Dummies. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
I don't feel so good.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.